بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Listen, dear brothers, we heard the beautiful share of the Hakim Saab Rahmatullah Alayh, which is a bayan of the heart with Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayh, and in the words we can feel a dard e muhabbat. That how many years ago, 1994, to listen with the life in it still, the heart of the Allah Wala is such that they are full of the flame and the muhabbat and the burn of the heart of Allah, of the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and how does the heart still light up hearts? This will continue. Kunu ma'a sadiqin. Allah Ta'ala has promised that if you want taqwa, have iman, adopt taqwa, and how to get it? Kunu ma'a sadiqin. Live with those that are true in their iman. And they will teach you the love of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. As we hear our Shaykh Nambarakatuh always saying, that Hazrat Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahimullah used to say to Hazrat Hakim Saab Rahmatullah Alayhi, ke Muni Akhtar ke muttaqi banna bahut mushkil hai. That to become pious and muttaqi is very difficult. It's not easy. Every nafas, every breath, to obey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, not to break the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, mushkil hai. But find some Allah wala's hand that you can hold, and now to travel and traverse these manazil of qurb, the stages of qurb ilahi, getting close to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, will not be difficult, will not become easy, will become enjoyable. You will enjoy living a guna and sin. That, Ya Allah, now what I found in taking your name, as Hazrat explained yesterday, that when Imam Palampuri Rahimullah mentioned that when a person will get the sweetness of the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then he won't want to leave the masjid. Like how the one Arif Billah says, Ya Allah, in this gully I found your muhabbat and love, and now I don't want to leave this gully. I want to spend my entire life over here, in the company of the friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As we are sitting here right now, how many countries in the world are in panic, restriction, lockdown. But in the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there's freedom of heart. Allah Ta'ala releases. There's no fear. Sitting by the in the company of the friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there's no fear. La khawfun alayhim. Allah Ta'ala says that they become my friends, there's no fear. There's no grief, there's no sorrow. Because the heart is connected to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And now Hazrat Wala teaches us, say, one ayat of Qur'an. One ayat of Qur'an, there's so much love. Every ayat is a landmark, is a sign towards the muhabbat and love and shafqat of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Every name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is full, power-packed with the compassion of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Surah Al-Fatiha, how was it explained? May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that in Surah Al-Fatiha, I will find my muhabbat. Standing behind the Imam, and when he reads Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that every type of praise in the sky, on the earth, below the earth, above the sky, every praise only belongs to Allah. And Allah says why? Dalil and proof, because I am Rabbul Alameen. That I am the Rabb, I am the Creator, I am the Palne Wala. I am taking care of the entire universe is mine. Every single creation is in the control of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The virus also is in control of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Who will get it? That's muqaddar min Allah. That's the first line, decision of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Person knows this, he has no fear. Then Allah is in control. Whatever he destines for me, I'm happy with it. That I'm the slave of Allah, I'm the slave of Rabbul Alameen. Then Hazrat explains, Allah says, I am Rabbul Alameen. In this dunya, somebody becomes Rabbul Dukan, Sahibul Dukan. That now he is the owner of the company, owner of the business. Allah Ta'ala gave him some fraction of some power, that he has some control over some few workers. Now he feels, now that I can do as I want to, that I hire and I fire, and I can tell them as I wish to, because now I am the boss, I am the employer, they are muhtaj upon me. So I can hire, fire, execute and dispose as I wish to. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, that is you, insan. I am the Rabb of the entire universe. I can dispose as I wish to. But I am not like that Rabb that you think I may be. I am that Rabb that is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. I am that Rabb that only has mercy. Mercy upon mercy in every zaman of Al-Qiyamah. And how we learn these lessons of muhabbat and love and the mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, sitting in the company of the friends of Allah. How the teacher is so easy to get the rahmat of Allah, the muhabbat of Allah. The beautiful names of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Hazrat explains, Allah is Ar-Ra'uf, Ar-Rahim, Al-Fatah, As-Salam. Beautiful names of Allah. Allah says, call unto me by my beautiful names. Because nobody else shares those names with me. So when you call me by that name, it means you are calling only unto me, and I will fulfill the promise of that name to you. Together with the names of Allah, Allah says, I am Abbar. Ham comes from Allah. Al-Muntaqim, the one that extracts retribution. That is Allah Jalla Jalalu. But then to in those names of Allah, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says that the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we hear, Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy, Allah's compassion. He says you can picture in your mind as much as you want the rahmat of Allah, how Allah sustains, how Allah executes, how Allah controls, Jalla Jalalu, as much as you can imagine. He says then to understand where your imagination will end in regards to the love and compassion of Allah, Allah is way beyond that. Allah is, you cannot even fathom what is the rahmat and the love of Allah Jalla Jalalu. It's such an ocean, Hazrat Wala says, that there's no end to this waters. And in the storm of Allah's muhabbat also, we're enjoying it so much, the ups and downs, but we're connected to Allah. Ya Allah, we're not looking for the shore. We're just enjoying this ride of the muhabbat of Allah. And in that ship also, we have the Allah Walas, sitting with them, enjoying the ship going from one side to the other. It has said, how this hits the corners of the heart. How the muhabbat goes through to the veins and the blood. That even now the Taj and even the crowns of the kings of the world gives them headaches. And they're sitting on their thrones. But their heads are paining because the crown is so heavy. Hazrat says, Allah Wala is sitting on sacks. Tattered sacks. Or tattered clothing. But the muhabbat of Allah that is going through their heart, although sitting on nothing, but they are kings of kings. Allah has given them Taji Vilayat. Allah has given them the crown of the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in the sifat of Allah, where Allah Ta'ala said, I am Ad-Dar, that Ham is from Allah, Allah is Al-Muntaqim, Allah Ta'ala takes retribution. But in that also is the muhabbat of Allah. Whether it's a virus, whether it's a lockdown, in every single condition is the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Beautiful example Hazrat Wala gives, a person is given for an operation. The doctor says you'll have to sign the papers in case anything has to happen, disclaimer. That we're not responsible. Put the deposit down also. We put you to sleep. You might not wake up again. But he's happy with it. And he sees also in the theater the doctor is going to take out that big knife or that sword to cut his ribcage open and do a triple bypass. But then he's happy with that. The doctor is causing harm to him. But what he understands after this will be benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through all these tests. But it's only benefit and love and muhabbat. Allah does not wish bad for His creation. Even the kuffar, he enjoying the rahmat of Allah Jalla Jalalu. Imagine now in the disobedience Allah is giving them. If we will obey Allah Jalla Jalaluhu in the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what will Allah not give us? But for us to sit with open hearts and let that muhabbat of Allah get into the deep crevices of our hearts so we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we traverse the manazil of qurb towards Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and when the heart breaks, then we find Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal.